Marky, roll up!
Hey, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. Got myself Green Owen, and I'm joined by a man who had to leave the jungle early to make sure he was back for this week's show. My co-captain Damo, how are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. Just on the jungle, Greeno. Mm. I know you're a big fan of reality TV.
I love it, yeah.
Chock Mundine gets in there, starts rattling off the insults.
Yeah, oh, you got to get the insults in early.
Girls shouldn't wear miniskirts. Mm. Gay people are abnormal. Like, he's just going through all the various, you know, relative things that... Yeah, haven't been said on TV for quite some time.
Has he pumped out the race card yet?
I don't know. I'm not an avid watcher. I'm sure he might have, although in today's kind of context, maybe that's not even a big deal now.
No, probably not. Not compared.
So I think it's worth, giving a little tip of the hat for the Chock. It's not an endorsement of his views, but it's at least a recognition that reality TV, quote-unquote reality TV, has gotten so poor and so boring that someone can say, like, minor offensive things and it becomes a thunder firestorm.
Well, they've got to get the publicity somehow. Yeah. It's been a big... You're right. It has been a big week for...
Big letdown, reality
basically,
TV.
Basically, we've made the switch now.
Yes.
So you had your tennis, you had your BBL. Yeah. And that's now moved on to just a plethora of 7:30 ridiculousness of reality television between My Kitchen Rules, your Married at First Sights, and your Jungle Show.
Oh, how stupid is that Married at First Sight show?
It's beyond ridiculous. Unfortunately, it is on perpetually at my house.
It's on like every day.
It's on four times a week. How many weddings have they got happening there?
Oh, I think if you invested like a fraction of the time that you invest in marrying a complete stranger into actually going out, bettering yourself, meeting somebody that means something, and then, you know, going through the motions, there'd be no need for you to go on this ridiculous TV show. The other thing I hate is, like,
it's careers.
People go, oh, marriage doesn't mean anything in today's society because of shows like Married at First Sight.
It's not exactly a sales pitch, I tell you that much. Especially some of the strumpets that are on that show.
Oh, there's some slappers.
Oh, it's a dead set. It's like, I'm 45 and single. We can tell why. Very quickly. I'm an Instagram model, but I want someone to love me for something, not just my looks.
Yeah, that's I didn't even know Instagram model was a thing. Isn't that just someone who takes a lot of selfies in their underwear?
Correct. Yeah, a lot of tit pics and don't get charged. No.
Can you do that kind of thing on Instagram? I thought it was like a family app.
Well, I think it is, but there's still plenty of flesh.
Isn't your Snapchat the more blue one?
Isn't the Snapchat the one where it disappears after like 30 seconds or something?
Yeah, and wouldn't that mean that people then, because it disappears, are like more likely to push the envelope
kind of
thing?
Correct.
Yeah. This is a sports show, by the way.
This is a sports show.
Before we get to the sports show, we had last week off, Grant. Do you want to hit a little bit of Kelly C for us?
Oh, a bit of Kelly C. A bit of these ones, perhaps. Oh, we're stepping back?
No, we're not stepping back in time. That's Kylie M.
Yeah.
Kelly C. Since You've Been Gone.
Where's the Since You've Been Gone on
Since
here?
You've Been Gone. It's there, isn't it?
It's not on there.
Are you kidding?
Oh, here's why. Because I'm looking under S for Since.
Yeah.
You've put it under B for Been Gone.
Since You've Been Gone. There you go.
I'm looking at the S's, Damo. Yeah. For Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah.
And it's over there in B.
Well, you say because Since You've Been Gone probably doesn't fit on the little button icon I've got there.
But of course it does, because you've got Step Back in Time.
I'm a very practical person.
Step Back in Time is more letters.
Since You've Been Gone. Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it works for me, that excuse.
All right.
So a little week away with the baby bride and the little bub, the little bundle of joy. You were saying just before the show, she's now entered the quote-unquote terrible twos.
Yeah, definitely the terrible twos.
Didn't get much relaxation time.
There was literally zero downtime over the course of the full 7 days. It seems like a good idea to do a family holiday until you realise you have to go with your family.
Yeah. This family holiday would be absolutely superb if I didn't have to bring the family.
If I didn't have to bring the kids, I'd be happy.
Sans fam.
Yeah, sans fam. That's my ideal family holiday. Just me and the beach. and a case
of beer.
I'm covered,
obviously.
It was good though. We checked out all the sites. Interesting. So Greeno's, I've got two Greeno's story of the week to kind of feed us over.
Okay.
Have you seen this one, Damo? I went plenty of time, plenty of friendly people around. When you go to these small town, beachy areas.
Little small town.
Everyone's very friendly. And we were talking about it before off air. But, I went for a morning walk.
Yep.
And everyone says hello to you. No matter what. Never, sure. Well, what, morning? Morning. 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 I ran out of mornings by about my third day.
Yeah, because if you live in a big city, you kind of get used to putting your head down. You walk into the train station. You walk into the office.
Ignore everyone.
You have to have that warlike mentality in a big city. When you step out of your room and into the street,
yeah,
you know, out of your house into the street, you are essentially at war with everybody else in the city at that particular time because everybody is an obstacle to you getting to the train on time or getting a coffee on time or, you know, they're just generally in your way.
Holding up my lift, so I'm late for work. It's just, it's too much.
The only times that I've genuinely considered genocide as a rational, plausible, ideological sort of progression is when I'm, you know, walking through the city and there's a lot of people standing around in one spot and I'm trying to get to the other side of the city.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what, at this point, it wouldn't be anything to do with politics or race or anything like that. It's like, I would love to genocide just that portion of the street.
Just the city component.
Yeah, like call it compassionate genocide.
Yeah.
Because people need to be able to get around in a city, Greener.
Exactly. Clear the way.
We can't have this kind of congestion.
No, too congested. Congested. Oh, that was good. I'm never really, I'm not a big beach fan normally, but I've come to love it over the last couple of years of going on beach holidays.
But you don't swim at the beach, do you?
No, I do now. I do now because I'm like, I've got a lot.
You don't swim in the beach, you swim in the ocean.
In the ocean, but you get my point. So I'm like, I'm 35, I've got to start actually, you know, learning to swim.
Learn to swim. You know, you don't know how to swim?
Don't know how to swim. It's a real issue.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I don't know how to swim.
You know how to. You've been in pools before.
I've been in pools. I'm not very good in them.
Oh, yeah, but there's a difference between knowing how to swim and completely not knowing how to swim.
No, I'm that kind of like...
You can stay afloat, surely.
I can swim, but give me more than 20 metres and I'm in a bit of trouble.
Okay. But you can just float there.
I could.
You can doggy. Have you got a good doggy paddle?
I have got a good doggy paddle.
That's all you need.
So lesson number one, Damo. Mm. If you choose to invest in a boogie board... Don't buy a $20 one.
No.
Because that bad boy snapped on me in my
first... Made in China, was it?
I don't know where it was made, but those kids definitely didn't earn their 1 cent per hour. The board snapped within 25 seconds. I got my $20 worth. That's fine.
Made in the Sahara Desert where there's no water.
No water at all. It was pretty bad.
But it's not our fault. We couldn't test it. Yeah. We couldn't test the gear.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just take it into the Australian surf. Mm. You've got to wear it in.
Exactly. Yeah. Point number two is leading up to the beach, it's an annual thing. I have to get the beach body ready.
Ah, I see.
So a lot of workouts.
So
a lot
who
of
do you call
eating.
In? Stunt double, body
no,
double?
Stunt double. I just I put my head down. Spray tan. And make sure I put all the exercise in. Didn't know how I'd go this year because I didn't think I'd put a lot of effort in. But with that being said, my wife took a picture of me, shirt off.
Yes.
Abs pumping.
Really?
And I'm like, well, if I'm ever on Tinder, I've got my Tinder photo.
Ah, there you go.
I'm covered.
Two birds with one stone.
I look pretty solid.
You'll end up on, Married at First Sight.
Exactly. That's what we're looking for.
With the slappers on Snapchat.
Final Greener story time from Fantastic. The holiday is...
You dick!
Dick move.
Dick move goes to Nivea. Because they
were you creaming up the abs?
They suckered me in, Damo.
They suckered me in.
They suckered me
you
in.
You did. Now, hang on. Let's preface this.
Yeah.
Now... At this stage of our friendship, we've known each other for a good 30 years now, haven't we? We've been best mates for like 30 years. Yeah. Okay?
3 decades, pretty much.
3 decades.
We're going on 3 decades this year.
Now, I've allowed the Dawson's Creek infatuation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've allowed the obsession with red carpet events. I'm not sure I'm willing to go down the product of male moisturiser.
You've got to hear me out. So,
I'm not sure I can go there.
So I've gone, when you lather on the sunscreen, actually you've got to get sun smart, Damo. Yeah. When you lather on sunscreen.
Slip, slop, slap.
Do you go a squeezy bottle? Do you go a spray can? What do you do? What's your go-to move with your sunscreen?
I like the really gluggy stuff.
Okay, so
I like
you go,
the really
you got
heavy.
Pump?
Yeah, pump? The pump is a good one.
Your
yeah.
pump. All right. So for
big
me,
pump.
For me, I'm a squeezy bottle.
Squeezy bottle man.
Squeezy bottle, but with the thick gooey stuff. All right.
Yeah, like the clag.
Yeah,
glue.
The clag. That's what I want. Yes. But I don't want to have to squeeze it out. I want like a pump bottle. So like a water pistol, if you will.
A water pistol.
Water pistol. So I had to go buy some sunscreen day one, and lo and behold, Nivea sell a sunscreen that's in the water pistol bunk.
Likely for three times the price of your average sunscreen.
I can deal with the price. That doesn't faze me. It was SPS 50.
No,
I'm like, well,
don't lie. Better. Don't lie. You were going for it for the tree sap from the jungle in some African country, yeah. which has unnatural moisturizing capabilities when
extracts.
It's mixed, herbal yeah. extracts, when it's mixed with the coconut oil from, you know, Jamaica. And
yeah.
you were going for that kind of thing, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yes.
With that being said, it was a double. It was double win, right? Because it was sunscreen,
double win,
and moisturizer.
Yeah, well, of course, it was
one.
Moisturizer
and SPS 50. I'm like, well, 50's got to be better than 30
right.
on the SPF scale.
Doesn't all cream moisturize on some level?
Oh, not sunscreen. But
no?
So I'm like, well, this is going to be a win-win. I'm gonna
my
have...
skin always feels more supple after I sunscreen it up.
Maybe. I think that's just the oils.
The oils,
perhaps. In
well,
the sunscreen.
They, you know, well, there's oils obviously in the Nivea products.
Oh, definitely.
This is why you purchased it.
Different oils. Yeah. So anyway, I lathered this bad boy on, expecting, you know, firstly, to stay sun smart and to get a bit of, you know, bit of a smoothness over the now rock hard abs.
Rock hard.
And lo and behold, I get home day one and the wife looks at me and she's like, why are you red as a beetroot? I'm like, what do you mean? And I literally lathered this crap on me. Like,
yeah.
I basically,
yeah.
okay, I can't tell that joke because that's a little bit too filthy.
it's not that much of a family joke. Go for
it. Nah, we're moving on.
We're moving on. Yeah. Wait, you were building up to this all day.
No, I'll still get to that. I'm just going to remove that joke. So anyway, yeah, lathered this bad boy on. I was covered. And lo and behold, still got burnt.
Still got burnt.
So then went back to the old, you know, stock standard cancer council. No moisturizer in there.
Yep.
Didn't get burnt the rest of the week.
There you go.
Res of beetroot. So dick move to
you.
To Nivea.
No, to you.
To me. Why?
For purchasing the shit. You bought the shit believing, you thought, oh yeah, Nivea for men. I'll do a bit of Richard Gere on this sucker.
I didn't say it was for men. And it was in the squeezy bottle.
The best part about that was you thought that helped your argument. I'm afraid not. No, it's a dick move for the guy who wants to hand his dick in.
You
there you go.
Dick!
Fantastic.
15 minutes in. We need to recap.
How much time have we got to kill Greeno tonight?
Fair bit.
Yeah.
This is the big Super Bowl review show, Damo.
Super Bowl review show.
Review
football. Football.
Before we get to Super Bowl, though, Damo.
We got another cream that we need to discuss.
We'll save that segment too.
Yeah.
We were chatting on the last show we did a fortnight ago. Get on top. About Bazooka Joe. And we're trying to work out, is it a comic book? Is it a bubble gum?
I thought it was bubble gum with cards.
Well, here's what it is, Dame. I did some research at my fortnight away.
Okay.
Bazooka Joe comics are actually a small little comic strip that is in one little packet of bubble gum.
Wow.
So the Bazooka Joe comic in itself isn't a comic book. It's an individual strip.
The bubble gum is the conveyance
for the comic
comic for the
strip,
comic
yeah.
itself.
It's kind of like a fantail wrapper, but with comics.
Okay.
So there we go.
What's Bazooka Joe about? Just
I'll research
anything.
That for next week.
Yeah. We don't want to overload you.
That's next week's show.
I can't believe you didn't go to the next paragraph to find out what the plot is.
What segment do you want to review?
Football.
Unity Day.
Football. Unity Day. That happened too, didn't it?
Yeah, that was a fortnight ago now.
That was a fortnight ago.
We'll save that for segment two, perhaps.
Yeah, because the kids are definitely waiting on that one.
Teasers, kids.
Yeah.
We are 50 minutes and we probably should talk Super Bowl sometime.
Super
Junior
Bowl.
American football.
Football.
What a game that bad boy was.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Not Seagulls. Oh, hang on. Wait.
Seagulls. Oh, but that's not rugby league. There you go.
Is this the short version?
I think this is the long version.
It could be the long version.
Do you think it's the long version? No, yeah, it sounds like the
long version.
That's no.
We really do have to get the short version on there at some point.
That's no.
Yeah. And there's the game.
We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia
demo.
Eagles, worst fans in the NFL. I saw a comment on Twitter. It was about halfway through the second quarter. And some Pats fan, like, because people were saying, oh, you know, I hope Philly wins because otherwise they'll riot.
Oh, yeah.
And well, this person was like, no, it doesn't matter. They'll riot, win or lose. Mm. Like, you just, you know, get ready, Philadelphia police.
Yeah.
There is a riot on the way. And they weren't disappointed.
Oh, no, they were ready
they
to go.
They weren't disappointed. Did you see one guy ate horse crap on the side of the road?
I did see that.
It's like, what a better way to bring in, like, a Super Bowl victory.
Exactly.
Than getting down on your hands and knees and eating horse crap in front of the whole world.
Well, that's one way to celebrate.
Yeah. Well, it's one way. Yeah.
And this is what the NRL fans have really got to step up
to your game.
You know, they want to be the world's greatest and the world's greatest fans. Well, you got a long way to go, NRL fans.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember the lady at the Origin who took a piss on the seat? She's like six plethoras away from the
Oh, yeah, that's nothing. That's child's play.
Yeah, exactly.
That's any toddler can do that.
41 Eagles, 33 Pats. They win their first ever Super Bowl.
I was really, even I think the Pats were down like by a touchdown and there was maybe 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And the Pats were driving and they were like 30 yards out from their own end zone. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. I'm still thinking, Pats have got this in the bag. Mm. I wasn't even worried. Like, I wasn't even... If I had money and access to a bookie, yeah, I would have thrown money on it at that point.
Well, here I need to do a...
You dick!
To the TAB, why don't you open at 9 a.m.? Because Monday, I was ready to put on $50 on the Eagles.
Really?
So I had a sneaky suspicion. They were paying like $4.50.
Yeah, because they were massive outside.
They were massive outside, paying $4.50. And I'm like, why whack $50 on them? Because I think they're a good chance here. And lo and behold, get to the TAB, 9 a.m. Oh, no, we don't open until 10.
So that must have mean the Pats were like, what, $1.20 or something?
Yeah, they're like, $1.40, like real short odds.
So you can't back them at that.
So TAB.
Not on Super Bowl Sunday. You can't back a team $1.40.
Dick move. And also, you owe me $150.
I owe you $150.
No, the TAB does.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Philly win their first Super Bowl, but they've actually won an NFL championship before, back in 1960.
Yes, but it wasn't
talk of, oh, I never won a Super Bowl. Technically, they haven't, just because they put a crappy label on it. They've won the championship before.
Oh, okay.
Let's calm down. Yeah. Oh, here
that's
we go.
That's not going to work on the Riders, Green. They're not going to calm down for at least a month.
Not a month. At least a month. I was listening, because basically what I do like to do, we were chatting last week before, whatever it was. Mm. I haven't listened to ESPN since the end of the baseball season.
Ah, okay.
But after Super Bowl, I like hearing all the post-game crap.
Yes.
On ESPN, the talk, the analysis.
Yep.
Did Belichick throw it? That was one of the calls.
Oh, no, he's a choker.
But no, was he trying to throw the game because he wants out as coach?
Oh, come on.
Ridiculous. But when I flicked it on.
Yeah, Belichick like set up the whole scenario where Brady got sacked and fumbled.
Yeah, that's how
he
did.
He did that. He's he's an absolute genius. He's an absolute genius.
Yeah, he's a genius, so he led his quarterback to a record for most number of passing yards.
And lose.
He's that good, he's that good.
No one will suspect us if he has the best game ever in Super Bowl history.
But the story was... Yeah.
Jim
Simona.
Yeah, that's an exotic bet.
There's an exotic bet. Right. The thing was, though, instead of getting updates on what happened in the game, it was every 10 minutes. As latest reports, Philadelphia fans have just pushed over an ambulance.
Yeah, because no one in Philadelphia ever needs access to a hospital.
No, not at
all. Maybe the horse crap guy could use a stomach pump.
He probably needs a pump right now.
At some point.
Did you see that Pornhub were offering to pay for all the lube?
Was it?
Yeah.
What? What lube? You said all the lube as if like there was just a fait accompli. Like obviously lube is going to be involved in the Super Bowl Sunday celebrations. We're gonna stump up the cash.
I forgot the segue that I had in my head.
We're gonna put it where it counts.
No, because remember the after they got into the Super Bowl that they had to lubricate all the light poles.
Oh yeah. To stop people climbing them.
So afterwards going, we'll sort you out.
We'll supply the lube.
We got you covered.
See, that's a smut purveyor with a social conscience, Greedo.
Oh, exactly.
I like to see that.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
Bom, bom. All right, time for a bit of these ones, Damo.
I'm a scat man.
Yes.
Before we move on, sorry, I'm going to do...
You. Dick.
Another dick move.
To Triple J.
Triple J, what have they done?
Who I heard, I was listening to the Hottest 100, whatever it was, and I heard them using our exact same Statman music.
No.
When doing a stat.
Bullshit.
They're stealing our shtick, Damo.
Wow.
I've already issued proceedings.
Typical communists.
We're back on.
I'm a Statman.
So, Tom Brady was announced the MVP throughout the week leading up to Super Bowl.
Yes.
There were 8 MVPs since 2000 have played in Super Bowls, all quarterbacks.
Yep.
They all lost, believe it or not.
Really?
Kurt Warner in 01, Rich Gannon in 02, Sean Alexander in 05, Tom Brady in 07, Peyton Manning in 9 and 13, Cam Newton in 15, Matt Ryan in 16, and Tom Brady makes it 9 straight.
The MVP curse, Greeno.
MVP curse, exactly.
Wow, that's a great
I'm a stat, man.
It's a pleasure.
Tom Brady is the first QB in NFL history to lose a game with at least 500 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. That's in regular season or playoffs.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Like, that's why I felt sorry for it. He probably played the best finals game of his life.
Oh, without doubt.
But it was that one incident. Like, I don't know, could you blame his...
It was his offensive line.
Yeah,
down.
Can you blame them? Like what happened? Like, it's just, the guy just got an arm in, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just got enough on it.
It was a big play.
And then it was over.
Keep going. Nick Foles attempted. Oh, how good. What about Nick Foles? The backup quarterback came in. Everyone's like, well, now the Eagles are gone.
Yep.
Then they got no chance. And then he
was fantastic.
He won the MVP.
There was a lot of rushing, though, from the Eagles, to be fair.
There was. Yep. Nick Foles attempted 21 play action passes Sunday, the most ever in Super Bowl history, going 12 for 21 and 118 yards and a touchdown. He completed 72% of those, the most during the postseason.
Pressure? What pressure?
LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long became the first players to win a Super Bowl with one team and then defeat that same team in the Super Bowl the next year.
Oh, of course.
So they were Pats players last year, and then they beat the Pats this year.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's what you want.
Philadelphia joins New York, Boston, Chicago, and LA as the only cities to win with a team to win the World Series, Stanley Cup, Super Bowl, and LA on NBA titles, Damo.
There you go.
The Eagles and Patriots combined for 74 points.
Gee, when was the last time Philly won the NBA? That's got to be like in the 1950s.
Something like that, yeah. A long while back. Dr. J days, 70s perhaps.
No, they never won shit with Dr. J, did they?
I'm sure they did.
Did they win the NBA with Dr. J?
Well, we'll look it up in the break.
If someone can let us know on Periscope.
Yeah, someone's listening on Periscope. Yeah. Get in touch. The Eagles and Patriots combined for 74 points, the second highest total in Super Bowl history. But here's the one I've got to play the stat man for.
I'm a stat man!
The 1,151 combined yards marks the most in any game in NFL history. Not Super Bowl.
Wow.
Not postseason.
Yep.
Any game in history, there'd never been more yards gained. There was only four punts all game.
Yeah, it was such a high scoring game. It's like nobody was prepared to defend, so they were all going for it on fourth down, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, may as well go for it. You know, no one's tackling. No one's blocking.
We're almost halfway through the show. Okay. I know you're a big fan of Super Bowl halftime, Damo.
Nah. Hate
you,
it.
You love it.
No, I don't even like. Apparently, Justin Timberlake was there. People going, "Oh, the halftime show." I got the shits. I actually turned off ESPN because there was SportsCenter on after the game. So I thought, I haven't watched SportsCenter in a few years. I'll check out a bit of SportsCenter, of SC Greeno.
Talking the Prince tribute.
Yeah. And, you know, like, they're on there on SportsCenter and they're like, oh, this game, like, it almost lived up to the halftime show. And that's the point where I just
switch off.
I was like, who cares what happens at halftime? Who cares? Oh, before we move to the halftime show, though,
yeah,
I just want to give one more. Can we give a nice Gary? I want to give a nice Gary to Tom Brady.
Oh, nice Gary. Yep.
Nice Gary!
Because even with, like, 8 points down, they need the touchdown and the two-point conversion, right? And there was, like, 45 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
He, like, with the last play of the game, he still got a ball into the end zone and one of his players almost... like grabbed it.
Almost got it.
Did you see the Gronk? The Gronk's never moved that. The only time the Gronk's move that fast is when it's last call at his favorite stripper.
Exactly, yeah.
And he's like, bang, he was like lightning, the big fella.
He was. Yeah, an unbelievable game, actually.
But, that's how good Brady is. Like, with 45 seconds to go in the Super Bowl,
eight
points down,
97
almost got there.
Almost got there.
Almost got there. They'll be back next year.
They will be.
They're still a good team, aren't they, Pats next year?
Oh, definitely.
They're keeping most of their good players, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and even if they don't. They were missing their two best wide receivers as well.
Yeah, Cook went down in, the first quarter as well? He's the fastest guy on the team.
And Edelman, who basically missed most of the year.
Yep.
So Super Bowl halftime show, Daniel, you mentioned before JT was back, and I found this was interesting, but I thought this is the NFL, they took an interesting route with JT's return performance, because you remember there was Janet Jackson titty drop.
Yes.
The last time JT was there, that was the last time he was invited.
Well, I wouldn't invite him back either. Wardrobe malfunction.
Well, I found it interesting that they decided to go full circle this year. He didn't sing. He didn't dance.
She pulled down his pants.
He just walked around the stadium covering up any glimpse of tit. Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That was your return, that one. Sorry.
Yeah,
I cut it
halfway through.
Well, that was technically not halfway through. We were halfway through a double up.
A double up.
And it played the sweeper. Someone else come back. We got crap to talk about.
Yeah, okay. It's a shame. I really like the next song. You know what the next song was going to be?
Nah, what's the next song?
Lonely Days Are Gone.
Oh, do you like that song? Should I keep playing it?
Yeah, put it in the background. There you go. We can talk over the top of it.
Yeah, an airplane. Yeah, good song.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining the moment, Greeno.
Nah, it's good. It's
well, what are you going to talk? This better be good.
This is. Well, I don't mean to get you excited, Damo.
Have we got sports to talk about? Or?
We got MLB Hot Stove.
MLB Hot Stove. See, this is perfect for the MLB Hot Stove. Think of the players going home, Greeno, their hometowns. Crazy Jerry DePoto, has he been busy?
Well, no, he hasn't. So, okay.
See, now I've already lost interest.
So, we've been away for a fortnight now. Yeah. And you'd think during that time I'd have a big old stockpile worth of trades, signings, all this kind of... The season is literally 3 weeks away.
I know. Is it going to be one of those hot stoves where we get to like the last weekend and everyone just goes bitch cakes.
No, I actually predict what's going to happen. Do you think everyone's settled? Is people are going to get to spring training and there's still going to be like 100 free agents out there.
Wow.
That's what I'm calling.
So you know who loves that? Billy
crazy
Bean.
Crazy Uncle Jerry DeBoto. Oh,
Crazy Jerry and Billy Bean.
And Billy, yeah.
Because he'll be like, okay, now these guys are cheap. Now we can bring them in.
Get them for a buck.
We can bring them in.
So the level of the stove has left me a little bit disappointed. Less than a page in a fortnight.
Less than a page.
So I've gone out, I've bought a new oven.
Did you really?
I had to.
Okay.
Because I think...
Well, because after 2 weeks, you got to think that the water level would be near freezing.
We've had nothing but issues with this damn oven since the hot stove started.
We've had handyman out.
We had two. There was the wrong flint. I took it on camping sites.
We rubbed sticks together.
We did like a war dance for some reason. Exactly. I don't know why we did it.
Well, because it's fun to get naked and jump around in the bush, Greener.
We had a couple.
Yeah.
But got to get the new oven in.
New oven.
Haven't decided which brand yet, though.
No?
Going to have to research brands.
You're going to have to hurry because it's going to take at least 5 to 7 days for delivery.
Unless
you stump up the extra cash for your next day.
We won't be doing that.
You won't be doing that?
No.
So you can't be too serious about it then.
No.
Oh, by the way, that's it. We're back from the...
Oh, yeah. Do you want to do the thing?
Yeah.
There you go.
Better turn the volume back up.
Yeah, all right.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, do so via the little bluebird Greeno at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Also, check us out on Facebook or on the YouTube. Podcast Greeno, thestartingblock.podbean.com, and on Periscope. Thanks for joining us if you did.
That's it. Well, this segment has already lost its credibility.
No, I've brought it right back on track.
We've had two back announcers.
Did you see how pro that was, though?
That was pretty solid.
Was that not professional?
No, that was good.
Was that not awesome?
It was.
With all my years of sports broadcasting, I've never nailed a back announcer as good as that one.
Did you see that on Twitter while I was away? I forget who it was. Some journo who was outraged by something in women's sport.
Yeah. It was it was famous Francis Leach, Greener.
Francis Leach, that's the one.
Famous Franny.
And I just put out our stock standard.
Yeah, you got all cut about it.
We're just outraged by everything these days. So we put down our stock standard tweet where anything slightly offensive,
in all my years of sports broadcasting,
they're defending them right now.
Yeah.
And he shot right back. He's like, well...
Who said anything about outrage, but he's so stupid, Greener.
Yeah.
His reply, he's like, oh, who said anything about outrage? We're just talking like, you know, adults. And I'm thinking, that's a pretty outraged response.
Yeah, your response is outraged.
Now you're outraged.
Yeah.
Do you see how it works, Francis? Don't be such a dick.
We baited him into the rage.
He's supposed to be like a 20-year veteran of this kind of shit.
And he's outraged.
And what was the question? Something stupid. Something navel-gazing like... the cliched, what was it? The cliched suppression of feminist sports. Is this going to, and it's just like,
it was something in that particular regard.
It was some kind of word salad.
Yeah.
And so you just tweet at me and like, you know, just for fun.
I always CCUM when I'm outraged, Amo.
Yeah. Feigning outrage.
Yeah.
For the sake of fun.
Here we go. It was.
Oh, you've got it there, dude.
I found it. That's
famous Francis Leach.
Here we go. So AFL women shattered gender stereotypes brilliantly last year.
What?
Can we discuss the alignment with the cliched commercial feminist consumerism that will inevitably follow?
God.
Because Special K sponsored the 2018 WAFL.
And that was wrong.
That's gender stereotyping,
that's horrible.
Damo, because I'm sure there's a lot of blokes I know.
Just reread the question again from famous Francis Leach on Twitter.
Oh, as in his reply?
No, the original tweet, the OT.
The original, yeah, that's that one. Okay, yeah. So AFL women's shattered...
Women's football.
Yeah, women's football shattered gender stereotypes brilliantly last year.
Well, did it?
No, otherwise that'd just be at AFL, AFL women's.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing though, Greener. If you spend 5 minutes looking into it, you'll see that like overwhelmingly, and I'm not saying rightly or wrongly, but like 95% of people, like they play games, Greener. The scores are like 25-17.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it shattered gender stereotypes. And all these people are like, what do you mean it shattered gender stereotypes? The under-10s boys team will score more goals in a game than the women do. Mm. Because AFL maybe, just maybe, isn't a sport that's like really good for women to play, like because of the athleticism and the type of skills that you need.
I don't like
it's
where this
not
is.
Golf.
I don't
it's
like
not
where
cricket.
This is going, Damo.
Sexist and misogynist. But how did it shatter gender stereotypes? If anything, because of the scores and because of what I'm telling you, because of the reactions of like 95% of the fans saying how rubbish it is, if anything, it made it worse.
Correct.
Right?
We'll go with that.
Famous Francis Leach. Pull your head in, son.
We were talking hot stove, weren't we?
Oh, and what? So a breakfast cereal brand isn't allowed to sponsor this circus?
No, of course not.
Come on.
That's sexist, Amo.
That's sexist. That's the sexist part.
Do you reckon they go the
capitalism?
Do you reckon they go full circle? They next year.
I want to see Winfield Blue doing the sponsorship
like some
now.
Dong cream or dong, something.
The Dongaduna.
Yeah.
Nivea like that. For men down there.
Yeah, exactly. Down now under. We're talking. Yeah.
Down under.
Yeah. Good job.
Excellent.
Hot snow, Damo. We're still talking the stove.
That was the dog's breakfast, that segment.
The segment's going well.
Yeah.
The Brewers have acquired outfielder Christian Yelich from Miami in exchange for outfielder Lewis Brinson.
Hey, when are we going to do NHL scores and updates? Do you even have a hockey team, Div?
No, I don't follow the hockey.
Who would you go for, though?
San Jose Sharks.
Why San Jose? Because it's close to San Francisco.
Close to San Francisco, yeah.
Okay.
And I think they were playing in the finals when I was there that year.
Okay.
Could be that.
I like your New Jersey Devils because...
The Devils!
No, Martin Brodeur, how do you say his name? Brodeur?
Mm.
Brodeur, the Canadian guy. He was a goalkeeper.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he played in Stanley Cup finals in 3 different decades.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think anyone else has ever done that.
That's pretty handy. It's a great
game. Not even Gretzky did that.
It's a fun game to watch perhaps live, but as a TV
sport, it's hard to follow on TV.
I can't follow the puck. Like, I had a good time when I went and watched it when they were out here a couple of years ago, but yeah, really hard to watch live.
Yeah.
On TV.
It's just we don't have a lot of ice here.
No, exactly. It's a bit tough.
That's like we're like the cool runnings of ice hockey. Yeah. Did you actually see that through the week? Now we're going to get sidetracked.
I've done one bit of the hot stuff.
Beautiful. A school in America, but this is sports related, right?
No business in our show.
You know what? In all of my years of sports broadcasting, Greeno, I've never been as outraged as I am right now. Tip of the hat to famous Francis Leach.
Yeah.
A school in America has banned showing Cool Runnings. Right?
Yeah.
You know, the famous Jamaica We Have a Bobsled Team.
Yeah, I know the movie.
Okay. It's
all we do is reference 90s movies on the show.
Of course. They said it's racially insensitive.
Because they're Jamaican.
It's a hero movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's them overcoming, you know, like, and they got the standing slow clap at the end.
Oh, you gotta love a slow clap.
How can you say a movie is racially insensitive if there's a slow clap at the end of it? Good. Like, that should cancel out.
That's the be all and end all.
That's right. They overcame. It's a hero movie. It's a hero buddy movie of, like, guys coming together and overcoming the odds to almost finish a bobsled race.
See, Damo, I believe you're only saying that because Unity Day ended with
I'm
a
still
slow
feeling,
clap.
Yes, of course. But it wasn't after Indecent Obsession finished their wrap-up.
Dean
Hutton. It was when Dean Hutton finally got the pot to the boil.
He did.
And we finally decided which way was better, starting it from scratch or pouring boiling kettle
boiling
in.
Water, yeah. We end up going boiling water in with a lid on.
Were there any injuries to report on Unity Day? I hope not.
No.
Because I haven't checked the email.
No, well.
The Unity Day email address.
Dean Hutton may have sprained his moustache.
Did he?
Aside from that,
did he?
Clean bill of health, thankfully.
Singed it.
The only down point, I think, from Unity Day, though, was when Indecent Obsession were up to...
The fourth rotation of their three songs.
Yep. They said they felt like they'd done it enough.
Yep.
And I said, no, you will play on.
No, you will play on till your fingers bleed and turn into bloody nubs.
Because that's what Unity Day is all about.
Yeah.
And
punishment.
And credit to them...
Slavery.
They managed to play on with another 17 rotations.
Excellent.
To end out the day. And yes.
Nice Gary to Indecent Obsession.
Oh, without
for being part of the Unity Day celebrations.
And definite nice Gary to Dean Hutton.
Dean Hutton, thanks for helping
involved.
Out. Yep.
And a big.
Nice Gary!
For the slow clap at the end.
Yeah, well done.
Brewers are in agreement with free agent outfielder Lorenzo Cain, Damo. Mm. According to The Athletic, the deal is pending a physical.
It's
a five-year, $80 million deal. That's pretty handy coin.
That's pretty good.
The Mets are in agreement.
Money for jam, Greeno.
Yeah, Mets are in agreement with convicted spousal abuser Jose Reyes on a one-year contract.
Yeah, I like how he just slipped that in. That rolled right off the tug.
Because you can't sit there.
Convicted, what's a spousal?
Spouse abuse. Spousal
domestic
abuse.
Domestic violence. You could have said domestic abuse.
That's what I was trying to think of. I couldn't think of anything.
Spousal abuser.
It's the same thing.
It's not. It's not a real word.
It is.
Spousal?
Spousal.
Spousal is not a word in English.
It is.
It might mean. It might mean something. It might mean like.
He's from the Dominican. It could be in Dominican.
It might mean, can you please check my radiator in Italian or something?
Maybe.
Spousal? Spousal?
He's going back to the Mets for a one-year deal.
Okay.
Alex Avila passed a physical with the D-backs. He's got a two-year.
See, he'll do his one-year deal, and then he'll be back on the Bitcoin.
No. Well, this is already the back end of that. He's already... that was his free agency.
Big Fish on the Periscope says, spousal is when she beats you up.
Really?
There you go. So he's a convicted victim. That's a sexist block.
A sexist block because you're reverse gender stereotyping.
You're reverse gender stereotyping.
Todd Fraser agreed to a 2-year $17
I still can't believe that they banned
the
Cool Runnings from showing it in school. That's horrendous.
It's a farce.
It's a farce, all right.
And Hall of Fame, Damon. We're still in segment one, believe it or not.
Segment one, are we really?
This is still 7-1 of Connect.
We're fine. Let the good times roll.
We're 40 minutes in.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame announcements happened while we were away, Damo.
Oh, okay. Who have we got?
You had Chipper Jones get in with 92% of the vote. Vladimir Guerrero with 92% of the vote.
Vlad.
Jim Tomey with 89% of the vote. And Trevor Hoffman with 79%.
79.
With Chipper Jones going in as the first ballot Hall of Famer, it's the first team in history where four first ballot Hall of Famers have come from the exact same club.
Is that right?
So during their heyday, the Atlanta Braves, how good they were.
Oh, yeah, the 90s. But they should have won a lot more World Series than
they won like 11 straight divisions. It was crazy. Yeah, but they only won one World Series.
Yeah. And remember, everyone was like, oh, the Braves are just going to dominate baseball for the next 20 years.
They did, but just...
they never won anything.
No, they won one. Chipper Jones, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and John Smoltz round out the four.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I can't even do the back announce properly.
No, you're terrible. You're terrible. Wow. See, because you mucked up the rotation earlier. It was my back announce before.
Yeah.
You jumped in because you wanted to cut off the song halfway through.
Yeah, content, yeah.
So you wanted to be the big man on campus and go, look at me, I can do the first throwback.
Yeah.
So I corrected it.
Yeah.
I corrected it later on.
And then it's back to
and
mine.
It was the best. It was the best back announce of the season, obviously.
Of this season, that's
of
far,
this
yeah.
Of this particular season.
Yeah, there
have been other Hall of Fame efforts in the past.
Yeah.
We were just discussing while the song was on, Greeno. We're just having a little quiet little Miller's draft.
Yeah.
While we're on the show, and Greeno's like, oh, you taken Miller's this week? And I'm like, yeah, but the only reason was because they didn't have Bud Cold.
Mm.
And we were discussing, you know, we're Australians. We've got some of the finest beers in the world here in Australia, but I find myself now just drinking American beer.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah, but there's this stigma around American beer overseas. Like, you can't drink it because that's like heathen swill. It's like poor man's just crap. But I really like the American stuff because it's so easy drinking. Like, you can slam them down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, bang, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got a Canadian in the chat, Greeno, Wins Alive.
Oh, yeah.
And see, this is what I wanted to ask Wins Alive. I think the Canadians are like, I call Canada cold Australia.
Yeah, okay.
Cold Australia. So they've got their own beers in Canada as well.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't understand is the obsession Americans have with light beer.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you afraid of? An extra 2% of alcohol.
It's the reverse.
They're literally rioting on the streets of Philadelphia, getting on their hands and knees, eating horse crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On like live broadcast around the world. And it's like, hey, man, do you want a full strength beer? Whoa, no way, bro.
Calm down.
No way, man. I'll take a light. Give me a Bud Light, man.
Difference in cultures, though, Damo. Because in Australia, if you buy...
Someone might get shot.
If you have a big party.
Yeah.
If you have a big party, you buy a six-pack of light beer.
Yes.
So you buy cases upon cases of beer to cater for everyone.
Yeah.
But you've got to buy the obligatory six-pack in case someone's driving.
Yeah. But you watch. If you go to one of those parties and there's a six-pack of light beer there, people would rather not drink one and be dry... Then be the guy who reaches into the esky, into the cool box, and pulls out a light beer.
Well, that's my point. Literally, I've only ever seen one of those beers ever drunk.
Yeah.
Like, you buy the six-pack.
And you never live it down.
One person takes it out, and that's it. And it's normally, you know, the uncle.
Yeah.
Who you know.
Who's got, like, dietary problems.
He's got dietary problems, can only have one light beer.
He can only have one light.
And he's done.
And his wife sits there going... Jerry, you know you can't have any alcohol. Yeah. Oh, shut up, doll. It's just one light beer. It'll be all right.
I remember looking at it when I went to the US and I got handed like, oh, what do you want? I'm like, oh, I just have a Bud. Like, we don't have Bud. We only got Bud Light. Well, that's fine.
How can you not have? You see, you can't call yourself a bar.
It wasn't a bar. This was like it was a bar, actually. It was the bar at the hotel.
See, that's what I mean. You didn't even recognize it as a bar because they didn't sell just the red label Bud.
Well, that's what confused me because I'm sitting there going,
what's this Bud Light crap?
But then it wasn't until I got home and I had to speak to an American. I'm like, hey, is this Bud Light, is that like low carb beer? I'm like, no, it's light beer. I'm like, well, why was I drinking that?
We're getting a couple of comments. Big Fish says Bud Light is the worst beer ever made.
It is. It's terrible.
Wins Alive says drinking light beers used to be a way to pick up chicks. Really? I would strongly refute that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want any woman who's attracted to me
because I drink light beer, because that's setting a bad precedent.
I don't want a girl who's attracted to guys who drink light beers.
No, I might as well be drinking a West Coast Cooler.
I want someone who can drink
me
under the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bring passion pop to the party. No. Bring a bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
That's the girl you want to attract.
Bottle of beer.
The crazy alcoholic kind.
Bundy and
They're
rum.
The best fun.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the best fun.
You don't want the light beer girl. No.
And she'd probably only eat a salad.
And yeah, and she turned it into a shandy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Can I just get a little bit of lemonade in my light beer?
In your light beer.
It's going straight to my head. No, you don't want those chicks.
Damo, we are at segment two. We're at
segment
47
two?
Minutes.
47 minutes. Well, see, this is the new and improved starting block.
The updated block.
I reckon, you know how we have to fulfill a 3% sports quota.
I don't think we've met it yet.
I don't reckon we're even halfway. I reckon we're at like 1.1.
About 1.1%.
Plus change.
Yeah.
Plus change.
Greatest sports
See,
ever.
There was a sports reference in the Cool Running story that we talked about.
Yeah, I guess so, but that was still 80s/90s pop culture.
And, yes, and it was depicted sports references.
Right. I'm going to help with the percentages, Damo, because I'm going to talk about Greeno story time.
Story time with Greeno.
Have you seen those new whack your bottle into a bin, get 10 cents?
No.
Initiative
that's
from the government?
Not new. They were doing that 30 years ago.
No, it's big. It's back now, Damo. It used to be done by weight.
Greeno, do you know why the homeless guys drag around garbage bags full of cans?
No, I get that.
It's not new.
No, it's a revamp. It's a relaunch.
Oh, it's a revamp.
They're at supermarkets now, Damo.
Supermarkets.
So I went to grab some stuff yesterday.
But the hobos can't get past the security guards at the mall.
Exactly.
This is pointless.
There were people six deep lined up to put their garbage in here.
Really?
To get their 10 cents.
Ten
and I'm sitting
cents.
There going, what's going on here?
Don't you people have jobs? You'd earn a lot more money if you actually went to work for the day.
Instead
of going around picking
up
bottles.
You pump through a case a day.
Yes.
That's only two.
Minimum.
That's only $2.40.
And it's not light.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not light. Do I get more if I put full-strength Bud in as opposed to Bud Light?
Don't.
You should. You should get double.
So if you lug those 24 empty bottles, you get
$2.40. $2.40.
My math says to me, the petrol to get to one of these Dead Set stations is going to be more than the $2.40 that you just got. There were 16 men.
What happens if you smash the bottles? If you smash the bottles, they can't count how many bottles you have.
Yeah.
So is there some guy standing?
There's a guy standing there.
And he counts like one, two, three.
And the bottles have to be in a certain presentation.
How long would that take?
It took a while.
You can't even back up a truck and just dump all the glass.
I'm like, these people have got to get lives, man. Lining
but
up
it's
for
saving
an hour.
It's saving the planet, Greeno.
That's what I got a recycle bin for.
Saving the planet.
Australia beat New Zealand in T21.
Yep.
Good on them.
Yep. They had to from the position that they were in.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Was it like 5 for 40 something at one stage or something terrible?
AJ Ty bowled beautifully, 4 for 23, and big Billy Stanley, 3 for 15.
I like him, but you know what? His action's so strange because in his delivery stride, I'm just used to bowlers jumping in the air. It's like he's like slides along the ground. He has no leap in his delivery stride, so you think he's kind of like bowling like an old retiree would.
Yeah.
Maybe like a John Howard in that famous footage.
Yeah,
where he just does like the bouncer and nearly hits him back in the face.
Yeah.
But he's like 146.
Yeah, I know. He bowls real well.
He's super fast.
So that was that one. So we finally won a game. Adelaide, the BBL's finally over, Damo.
Oh, good.
Adelaide beat the Hurricanes by a bit.
Yeah.
30-odd runs. It was a pretty disappointing chase there.
Oh, well.
Strange tactics from the Hurricanes, who they had Matty Wade opening the batting in the semi. He scored 70 off 30.
Mm.
So what do they do in the final? They bat him sixth after the game was already done. Well done. Well done, Tassie.
It just goes to show the stupidity of cricket selectors extends to state and city level.
Exactly. Well, this is the team.
All levels of cricket.
This is also the team, remember, that hadn't won a Sheffield Shield match in 2 years,
yes.
But then chose to let Tim Payne bat on to boost his test.
To get him in a test.
Test chances.
Yep.
Even though they had a chance for a win.
What did you think of the T20 keeper? What's his name?
Alex Carey?
Yeah.
He looks all right. Yeah, he's pretty good for it.
But hasn't he scored in the T20? Like his last three digs, I heard something like 97, 100 and something, and like 98.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
he could have had three centuries in his last T20 games.
Him and Darcy Short.
That's ridiculous.
Have been unbelievable. Darcy Short scored the most runs this BBL with like 580. I think he was third.
Incredible.
Alex Carey.
Incredible.
The WBBL final, Damo, the Sixers won it.
Yep.
But fans.
Make some noise.
They love their WBBL, Damo.
Oh,
we've heard it all summer. Oh, isn't it great to have women's cricket?
They've shattered the gender stereotypes. I'm looking forward to a Special K advertising campaign now coming on to the WBBL, Greeno. What do you think?
It's basically, from all what I've heard, is it's neck and neck with the men's, Damo, in regards to fandom.
Yeah.
They've moved leaps and bounds this summer. Here's the ratings for their final to be, game.
Like, before we... You better hit the sexist block again one more time, Greeno. Just so
sexist?
We
this is factual.
Just so we cover our bases. Yeah, I just want to say that the girls' cricket is pretty good.
It's, like, no, they it's are fine.
Pretty,
it's good, yeah.
They are pretty good.
It is.
I just don't dig chick sport generally.
No, we
because why would I watch it? Why would I watch it?
Every week.
Because the guys are playing. It's I could watch the guys.
Yeah,
they hit it harder. They run faster. Yeah. They do all that kind of thing.
Here's the ratings, Damo. These are on the exact same day.
Yep.
BBL final, the men's, 1.5 million tuned in.
Okay.
WBBL final.
Yes.
300,000.
300,000.
With that being said, though.
They're on the way, though.
With that being said, only 106K watched the Davis Cup. Only 34,000 watched the NBL.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, not
well,
all
bad. You got to be relative, don't
exactly.
You?
Exactly. It's all relative.
Women's cricket is more popular than the Australian Basketball League.
Australian Basketball and Davis Cup.
And the Davis
combined.
Cup.
Combined.
Well, no one cares about Davis Cup anymore since Lele retired.
Well, Lele's still around. He's coach now.
Yeah, but he's not playing.
No,
oh, isn't he coming out of retirement?
He keeps on coming out of retirement to do doubles and whatnot.
Yeah, he can't help himself.
Got to say farewell to a couple of. Do we do nice Garys for these two?
Nice Gary.
This one goes to Brad Hodge, who's finally retired from T20.
No
cricket.
Way. What is he like? 44?
43. 43. He missed a lot of stages of this year's BBL with the Renegades due to some complications with appendicitis. He announced that this will be his last season.
That's a shame.
But another nice Gary. Doug the Rug Bollinger. He retired from all cricket. His test bowling record, believe it or not, he had an average of 25 with a strike rate of 48.
Yeah.
Yet never made it back in.
Question on Periscope, Greeno. Chicks with sticks is pretty popular there.
Yeah.
apparently. More popular than the Australian basketball, that's for
there
sure.
There we go. Actually, we'll quickly do the party whistle. Means
your local station, 89.3 2GLF.
And the Mitchell Stark party whistle means we're almost out of time. Greeno, kick us home, baby. Wrap it up. What do you got? Oh, another sexist block. We've had like five dick moves and four sexist blocks, Greeno.
It's been a big day. The grid girls have been axed from the Formula 1?
Yeah. I want to, you know, can we give a dick move?
Dick.
I want to give a dick move to the, you know, obviously angry and bull-like feminists who must have stepped in and stopped these girls and closed a career path.
Just cost 40 women their jobs.
Just cost them their jobs. Yeah. You know, just because you are so unattractive and unappealing that you could never possibly do this job and then use it as a platform to get into, like, say, modeling or TV work or something like that, Greeno.
They used to be presenters and
exactly.
Whatnot, yeah.
Just because you can't do it doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Mm.
Doesn't mean that everybody else shouldn't do it either. And you know what? A lot of common sense has come out of this because, like, a lot of the grid girls have come out and said, "What the hell is going on here?"
Yeah,
like, it's not up to you. This is our choice.
Exactly.
I didn't know feminism now means removing choices from women.
That's how it works.
That's how it works now.
That's how it works
in current year, Greeno.
That
really annoyed me, that story.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And I want to go a tip of the hat for the grid girls.
Can we give
them a nice Gary?
Oh, a nice Gary.
A nice Gary to the grid girls and say, you keep fighting. Get back out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Get back out there. Everybody loves you. The camera loves you.
Yeah.
The camera loves you.
What do you think's their next option, Damo? Just go up to random cars in the street?
Yeah, and just stand next to them.
Yeah.
Pose next to random cars.
Yeah. And just ask for a few bucks?
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe you should. Maybe you should wear skimpy outfits, stand next to cars in the street, and ask for money. I don't know. If that's going to be, you know, your career path may go. You may go into modelling, but you may skew down a different area.
Different area.
You may be putting the wrong signals out there into the universe if you go down that path.
Not if you got. How many hookers have you met that have umbrellas?
Who said anything about hookers? Oh, you've taken it too far.
Umbrellas, Damo. No hooker ever has an umbrella. Cartwright. Cartwright for four. the Gold Coast Titans, Damo.
Yeah.
Have confirmed.
Oh, the Crazy Malarkas.
Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas. They've signed, because Bryce Cartwright, Penrith, what contract? They don't have contracts anymore. They've signed Bryce Cartwright for 4 years.
You just said it like Cartwright.
Cartwright.
Bryce Cartwright.
Cartwright. That was intentional. Show's over.
Hey, can you give me a few bucks? Nice car, sir. You're going to win the race. What? Who are you? Get away from me.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
It's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?